radiant viewers, and welcome to Cinema Scene. Every year, the Academy Awards, also known as the Oscars, are presented by the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences, AMPAS, to recognize excellence in the film industry. As the longest-standing media award ceremony, the Academy Awards is also among the most prestigious award ceremonies around the globe. In light of the coming 82nd Academy Awards, which will honor film achievements in 2009, today's program features three films that have been recognized in the past with Oscar awards: Gandhi, On Golden Pond, and Tender Mercies. Gandhi is a 1982 biographical film based on the life of Mahatma Gandhi, an inspirational Indian leader of the 20th century. Directed by the renowned Lord Richard Attenborough, the production garnered 8 Oscars, including the Academy Award for Best Picture. The movie begins in 1893 in South Africa. Gandhi, played by Oscar-winning actor Sir Ben Kingsley, is a young attorney traveling in the first-class section of the train, but he is quickly thrown out for being Indian and a person of color, riding in the compartment reserved for Europeans. He soon learns that Indians are frequently faced with such injustices. The determined Gandhi thus decides to start a nonviolent protest, campaigning for the rights of all Indians in South Africa. He helps to establish the Indian Congress Party of South Africa and leads public demonstrations to encourage the practice of equality. Throughout his endeavors, he always maintains his philosophy of satyagraha, or soul force, holding firm to his belief of transforming oppositions through nonviolent means. His initiatives gain momentum over the next 14 years, and the South African government eventually recognizes rights for Indians. In 1915, Gandhi goes to India, where he is heralded as a national hero. There, he is encouraged to gain India's independence from the rule of the British Empire. He thus unites millions of Indians throughout the nation in a peaceful campaign of unprecedented scale. Despite the hardships they face, Gandhi and the Indian people are persistent, and their nonviolent approach is their strength and eventually leads to India's sovereignty. Gandhi continues his peaceful methods to bring a harmonious solution to other tensions within the country. Indeed, the events of the film and Gandhi's tireless efforts clearly illustrate his wholehearted endeavors for humanity. Gandhi is an inspirational production that not only conveys an important part of history, but also reveals an ordinary human's extraordinary journey to peace. In addition to its 8 Oscars in 1982, Gandhi won another 26 awards. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television. Cinema Scene will be right back after these brief messages with 2 more Academy Award-winning movies. Welcome back to Cinema Scene. Our next feature is the 1981 drama On Golden Pond, directed by Mark Rydell and written by Academy Award winner Ernest Thompson. The star-studded film spotlights the couple, Ethel and Norman Thayer, as they spend their 48th summer together at their cottage on a New England lake called Golden Pond. On Golden Pond was adapted from Ernest Thompson's 1979 play of the same title. The movie begins as cranky, retired professor Norman, played by Oscar-winning actor Henry Fonda, and the delightful Ethel, played by Oscar-winning actress Katharine Hepburn, arrive at their summer home. Norman has health problems and frequently grumbles about his physical and mental health. His cold demeanor is soon revealed to be a product of his uneasiness with aging. The couple soon receives word that their only child, Chelsea, played by Academy Award-winning actress Jane Fonda, is coming to celebrate Norman's 80th birthday. She brings her fiancé, Bill Ray, played by Golden Globe-winning actor Dabney Coleman, and his son, Billy, played by Doug McKeon. Unlike Ethel, Chelsea does not understand Norman's attitude, and thus father and daughter do not get along. Soon, Chelsea and Bill leave for a month-long trip to Europe, with young Billy staying under Norman and Ethel's care. Norman and Billy share some time together and eventually become buddies. Will Norman be able to come to terms with the cycle of life? What will become of his relationship with his daughter? On Golden Pond is a classic drama exploring aging and reconciliation. The talented cast conveys identifiable human relationships, while the beautiful scenery of New Hampshire offers a refreshing setting to the endearing story. On Golden Pond won 3 Oscars in 1982, including the Academy Award for Best Adapted Screenplay, as well as 10 other awards. Our final feature is the 1983 movie entitled Tender Mercies, directed by Bruce Beresford, whose extensive filmography includes renowned movies such as Driving Miss Daisy and written by the Pulitzer Prize and Academy Award-winning Horton Foote. The story introduces us to country singer Max Sledge, played by Academy Award-winning Robert Duvall, struggling with devastating effects of alcoholism. He ends up in a small rural Texas town, where he meets a small motel and gas station owner, Rosa Lee, played by Tess Harper. Rosa Lee is a widow and is having difficulty running the place while single-handedly raising her young son, Sonny, played by Alan Hubbard. Unable to pay his bill, the two agree that Mac must stay there to work, but cannot drink on the job. Mac and Rosa Lee find themselves spending evenings with one another, sharing stories about their life experiences. Gradually, they develop feelings for one another, and Mac decides to give up alcohol for a fresh start at life. Mac and Rosa Lee eventually get married and begin attending church regularly. One day, a reporter reveals that Mac was once a successful country artist married to another country music star, Dixie Scott, played by Tony Award-winning singer and actress Betty Buckley. Mac attends one of Dixie's concerts, where it is revealed that they have a daughter together, Sue Ann, played by Emmy Award-winning actress Ellen Barkin. In fact, Mac has not seen Sue Ann for a long time. The movie tells the journey of how Mac overcomes his alcoholism and his resolutions with his past and present relationships, helping him to regain his self-respect and renew his vigor for life. Tender Mercies tells a moving story of family, faith, and love. It features heart-touching songs, such as the Oscar-nominated Over You, written by Austin Roberts and Bobby Hart, and performed by Betty Buckley. At the 56th Academy Awards, Tender Mercies garnered 2 Oscars, including Best Actor in a Leading Role for Robert Duvall and Best Screenplay for Horton Foote.
Into another R, A or A7. G.
Let me know what you decide, dear. Then let me rest my head
for a while.
Gandhi on Golden Pond and Tender Mercies are 3 exceptional films whose uplifting messages remind viewers of the God-given humanity in all of us. Thank you, cherished viewers, for joining us for today's Cinema Scene. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television for Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living. Coming up next after Noteworthy News, may heaven bless you and your loved ones with vibrant contentment.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/cs.